Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel here with one of the men of the night here and former Chiefs fullback Tony Richardson. Tony, when you got the call that you'd be the 46th member of the Chiefs Hall of Fame, just what did that mean to you?
You know, it meant a lot. I mean, I think, I think I'm still in shock. When I actually got the call from Clark and we spoke and he told me that the Chiefs are going to honor me this year, it just kind of makes you definitely go back and look at, you know, all the years that you spent here in Kansas City or all the years I spent here in Kansas City and just how humbling it was to be able to work with such, you know, great people like, you know, Will Shields, Willie Rofe, Marcus Allen. I mean, the list goes on and on. So it's quite an honor.
So 1994, spent a year undrafted out of Auburn, spent a year with the Dallas Cowboys in the practice squad, got picked up by the Chiefs. Just what do you think it was about coming to Kansas City that put you in a position to have a 17-year NFL career like you did?
Well, you know, the thing about it is just it was a family atmosphere. And so as soon as I came here, the Chiefs really, put their arms around me. And just, you know, I was, you know, a young kid just trying to find my way. And then obviously just, you know, through the years, just, you know, maturing and growing every year. It just being on the practice squad really taught me just about, how hard you work. And then so once I started to get success, like, I never forgot that. And I always remember that, you know, Kansas City gave me my first opportunity, Marty Schottenheimer, you know, Carl Peterson. So it was definitely a blessing.
So during your presser earlier, we could tell you're getting a little emotional.
Yeah,
that it meant
definitely
something to you.
Sure.
Just was that just all the emotions of all the time that you spent here just kind of coming out?
Yeah, because I think a lot of it is, you know, when you play a position like the fullback, you don't play that position to go to the Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. You're kind of the guy that's behind the scenes and you're doing the dirty work. And so whenever you get recognized for an honor like this, it's like, you know, like I said, it still doesn't seem real because you just, you know, I mean, look at all the guys that you work with and then, or even that, all the guys that play here in Kansas City and, you know, to be the 46th to guy to go into the Ring of Fame, it's like, you know, it's very humbling.
So some of those guys are here tonight. It took me a little minute to find you because everybody seems like they want to talk to you and congratulate you. Just what does this night at the 101 Awards mean to you to see all these people and to catch up with people you probably haven't seen in a while?
Yeah, it's just great. I mean, you know, I just flew back in town. And so really it's like coming back home. And you look around and like you said, you see all the faces. You see Christian Okoye. You know, you're talking to Marcus Allen and you're just like, you know, and like I said, to even be mentioned in that, the same class with them, is just, you know, it's definitely humbling. But it's great to get back and, you know, you'll see everyone and feels like I never left. My body style has changed a lot. I'm down about 20 pounds, so I'm not quite in football shape, but it's great to see all my friends.
All right. Thank you.
65 toss power trap.